You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hi, I'm Josh Sexton. This is another little Anfield Rap special, but this time we're going to be doing it sort of frequently asked questions kind of thing about the ticketing operations around getting back into the ground. Obviously, fans are back in Anfield now. 2,000 fans lucky enough to be back inside Anfield. The first game that happened against was Wolves, but we've also got Tottenham coming up, so we wanted to hear if there's any updates and anything like that or anything to be aware of for anybody who is attending the game tomorrow. So to do that, I'm joined by Paul Cuttle, the Vice President of Stadium Operations. Yeah, so Paul, firstly, from a personal point of view, it must be so exciting to welcome supporters back into Anfield after so long.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no, it's incredibly exciting. It's been a long 9 months, and it was tough getting 2,000 fans back in. It was tough getting no fans back in. Everyone has been at the start, but it was harder work probably than getting 54,000. So, but no, it was really, really good to see, and the atmosphere on at the game on Sunday, last Sunday, was just amazing. It was better than anything I could have imagined. And when the team walked out and no, we heard them sing "You'll Never Walk Alone." It was incredibly loud, yeah. Which I don't know why I was surprised at that, because it always is, I suppose. But it was with so few people, and with it being so loud, it probably got the hairs on your back of your neck going. So no, it was great to see. Great to see.
Yeah. So as we mentioned there, Wolves obviously the first game that supporters were welcome back in for. What was the feedback like generally from supporters?
It was really positive. Look, there was always going to be teething problems, but there was nothing major. I mean, all the fans were in 5 minutes before kickoff, and they were in safely. The fans were incredibly respectful of all the changes in terms of how they access the stadium, the one-way systems, the code of conduct. I think it went really well, and the feedback that we've had has been largely positive. We worked very closely as well with local council, police, Spirit of Shankly, just to make sure that everything was joined up and we communicated to fans in the right way. And the feedback we got from them was really positive as well. I think it was a successful operation.
So I think the best way to sort of walk through this would be to sort of, quite literally walk through it. So if I'm arriving at Anfield for the first time in 9 months, I've not been before. I wasn't one of the lucky 2,000 fools. What time do I need to arrive at the stadium, sort of first and foremost?
So I suppose the first thing to mention is in advance of coming to the ground, I would go onto the lfc.com website. There's a hub on there which will give you everything you need to know about how to get to the ground and what to expect when you get here. So because the world we're in at the moment, things do change. So I'd definitely recommend that people go to that in advance of coming. But when they do arrive, they'll receive the big change is a digital ticket. So we have everything's come through NFC. Now, so everything will be on mobile phone. So that's the technology you'll use to get your ticket. You'll be given an access time, which when you get your ticket, will be detailed on there. At the moment with 2,000, we're doing 30-minute intervals. So 90 minutes, 60 minutes and 30 minutes. And we'd ask fans to respect the time that's on that, because it will just limit the amount of time that they're kind of delayed coming through the queuing system to get in. So that's the first thing. I would ask them to read the supporters' code of conduct as well, because that will give them a lot of information in terms of how we expect them to behave when they actually get here. Arriving at the stadium, we're trying to ask everyone to drive to the stadium where possible. There is limited public transport available, but we'd recommend people drive. We've got ample parking for the 2,000 on Stanley Park and Hutton, and you'll get free access on presenting your match ticket. That'll get you straight through. So really, we want to try and make it as seamless as we possibly can. We need to be respectful of the local residents to make sure that they're not too there's too many issues for them with 2,000 fans coming into the area. But yeah, they're the main things.
And you mentioned the match tickets there. In terms of, you know, if people are having problems with downloading them, particularly if they've got old phones and things like that, what's the sort of process to follow in terms of helping that then?
Any issues with tour tickets, if they contact the ticketing team, so again, go to the website, the details are on there, contact them and they'll deal with everybody on an individual basis. The ticketing system should be relatively straightforward though, and something that in everyday life people are using more and more now. So it should work all okay, but any issues at all, if just contact the ticketing team and they'll be able to support.
And I suppose one of the other big differences from those who would have been in Anfield when it was a full house is the health forms that have to be completed before arrival, as I understand. And then what's the sort of how do supporters access them?
So prior to the game, 24 hours prior to the kickoff time, they'll receive a text which will point them to the health questionnaire, health declaration. So they need to complete that 24 hours prior. Once completed, they'll receive an SMS message back to say that they've completed it. So when they arrive at the stadium, they will need to have with them the ticket, which will be on their mobile phone, the health declaration, which will also be on their phone or confirmation they've completed it, and a photo ID as well. And they're the three things they'll need to access the stadium when they first arrive. The other thing we are doing is just obviously to encourage people. Liverpool successfully as a city got the testing programme in place to encourage people to test prior to coming to the stadium as well, where they can.
So once I've sort of arrived outside Anfield, I'm there with ample time to make sure I can get through all the checks safely and securely and things. Where do I first need to go?
So there's two entrances. It's to the COP. Well, there's three if you're in hospitality. So either you come off Stanley Car Park, you'll come down Dahlia Walk, which is at the back of Anfield Road, and there's an entrance at the top of 96th Avenue. You'll either be directed through there to go to hospitality or pointed down to Walton Brett Road end, so to the left and right side of the COP, so A and B turnstiles, or the opposite side. So they're the only two entrances that are currently open at the moment for the 2,000 fans.
So once I've shown the stewards there, I've got my ticket, I've got my photo ID, and I've showed them the complete health forms, where will I be taken from there?
So you're taken through into queuing lanes. Once you've completed all that, you go to your turnstile, you show your NFC pass, which will go through a scanner. That'll take you through into the concourses. When you get onto the concourses in the COP, we do have the kiosk will be open. We're not serving alcohol, but there'll be one-way systems as you go through. So arrows on the floor, that'll direct you to the vomitory. And then literally it's the same as if you were coming to a game at the COP. It'll take you to your seat. When you get actually into the stadium bowl, all the seats are marked with a tick for the ones that you can sit in. And then you're allocated those individual seats. And that's where basically we'll ask you to stay for the duration of the game.
And then so once I'm inside the ground, then I can see the pitch and I'm sat there ready for the team to come out and things. What are the sort of do's and don'ts that I need to consider, which may be different from when the previous has gone, when it was a full house?
Everybody, we will be required to wear a face mask at all times. Once they're through the turnstile, face mask must be worn, whether you're on the concourse or seated in the bowl. The only time you're to remove your face mask is if you're eating food and drink, yeah, and at which point, obviously, you'll need to remove your face mask. Otherwise, you know, you can stay in your seat, yeah, watch the game at halftime, go down to the concourse, get yourself something to eat and drink, and then back to your seat. But the main thing is, make sure you wear your face mask at all times and sanitise your hands as much as you possibly can. So we've got additional stations at turnstiles and at all the toilet points and on the vomitories as well.
And so one of the other things I may worry about if I was going to the game would be how the exit is handled. Can you just sort of talk us through that process for sort of peace of mind for some people?
So we'd ask people to listen to the stadium PA announcements. So prior to the end of the game, there'll be an announcement which will ask supporters to remain in their seats, yeah, and then we'll call people to leave on a row-by-row basis, just to make sure that people leave in an orderly fashion and we keep socially distanced as much as we possibly can until they exit the stadium. With 2,000 fans, it's relatively straightforward, but it is going to come down to just make sure you listen to all the PA announcements that come out prior to the end of the game, and that'll explain how people are to exit at that point.
And obviously with it being just 2,000 fans, it's likely to be quite a different, well, a completely different 2,000 to the ones who attended the Wolves game. But some people will have spoke to friends about their experiences from the game, family members maybe about their experiences. So has anything changed since the Wolves game? Any updates to sort of consider on that point of view?
No, I think the only thing is we just ask people once again to go to the website, to the hub, to make sure that they've familiarised themselves with how to get to the stadium and what to expect when they get there. And on there, we've put six key points that people need to consider before actually and before arriving and when they do actually arrive. From a queuing perspective, we're going to make sure that once you arrive at the edge of the stadium, we'll take you into queuing lanes, just push, get people through a little bit quicker before they get to the turnstile. Otherwise, everything is pretty much the same as the Wolves game.
Okay, great. Well, hopefully it'll be as positive a result as the Wolves game. But Paul, thank you very much for the useful information and all the best to the lucky 2,000 who gets going as well.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much. Sports Social Podcast Network.